The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
This is Fresh FM. I'm Matt. I'm joined by Brett. That means it's time for another At The Flicks, catching up with what's happening down at State Cinemas in Trafalgar Street, Nelson, our wonderful independent cinema. Brett, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. How are you today?
Ah, spectacular. As always, man, whew, life is so good. What about yourself?
You. I'm three coffees deep and I'm feeling alive right now.
Woof. All right. Woof. So what is happening in the world of cinema down at State?
There's a plethora of things happening. We've got six new things coming up for you guys this week, as well as an Italian film festival coming up right behind it. So we've got all the movies you could ever dream of coming up.
Sounds great. Sounds great. So do you want to jump into the new releases for a set?
Let's drive into it with our first movie called F1, the movie. Yeah, and F1, I think there's been a lot of ads going around for it, so you'll probably be kind of familiar with it. But it's a new film from Joseph Kosinski, who I think people have been eager to see what he'll do next, because he did Top Gun Maverick a few years back, which kind of set the world on storm. Yeah, and now he's got one about cars, fast old cars. The movie stars Brad Pitt, and he plays kind of just a lone wolf bad boy. Who was like the big guy back in the 90s for Formula One driving, until he had this gnarly crash and it kind of put him out of driving again. He was retired. But now there's this new upcomer named Joshua Noah Pierce, who is getting, you know, real hot in the F1 scene, and they're forming a team around this guy, and they need someone to sort of mentor him. So they got to pull our lone wolf bad boy Brad Pitt, you know, out of the obscurity and back into the scene to train this guy to become like the Formula One driver.
Now I gotta say I'm a bit of a bogan petrol head from way back, and I am a bit of a Formula One fan. I gotta say, Brad Pitt Formula One car, it's odd, because some of the up-and-coming drivers are like 17 or 18 years old. So wow, Brad Pitt.
Oh, it's the other way around. Brad Pitt was like an ex, like Star Wars or Mr. Miyagi teaching Daniel-san.
He obviously has to get back in the car, though. Is that where you're seeing this thing goes?
I think so. Well, I mean, I guess the trailer has him looking all cool, driving really fast. So at some point, he will be in the car.
Okay. Formula One, it is the, you know, the pinnacle, apparently, of motorsport. It'll be interesting to see if this is a pinacular movie. I just made up a word.
It looks pinacular as all could be, and it's rolling into cinemas this week. I'm trying to think of more car puns, but rolling in is all I got.
Okay, look, it does look like it could be quite thrilling. Apparently there's a pumping soundtrack selected by people like Lewis Hamilton, the Formula One driver, who I think also was doing some coaching on driving. He might have been like the mentor.
He's got a producer's credit in it, so I think he's involved behind the scenes quite
a
bit. Yeah.
Cool. All right, Formula One, F1 the movie, coming up with Brad Pitt. Who's his co-star, sorry?
Brad Pitt. His name is Damson Idris. So he must be like I'm not familiar with him, a newer upcomer, but this could be his standout role.
Yeah. All right. Interesting stuff. I know there'll be a bunch of F1 curious people, and they'll probably find their way into the cinema.
I hope you do, because it's also in our biggest auditoriums, too. We're playing it about 7 to 8 times a day. So you can catch this movie on the biggest screen in town with, like, the most rumbling sound system, which you'll want for an F1 movie. I mean, you're in fast cars. You want to feel it. So we can give that to you here at State Cinemas.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My partner gets vertigo just watching on a TV when they go to onboard cameras. She's like, oh, I'm feeling crook. So see if I can drag her along to this. It'll be
a thrill. Show some fun motion sickness during this, because it looks like they have some of those like cameras strapped to the cars where you're going really fast. The footage in this looks wild. It looks cool.
All right, so that is F1. What rating is on F1?
It is M for offensive language, and again, we're giving it the full treatment, so it's on like 7 or 8 times a day.
Brilliant. Okay, I will be there for this one. I can't help myself. I will be there. So that is F1, the movie, one of the brand new releases screening at State Cinemas. Okay, Brett, where do we go after the world of high adrenaline car racing?
If you'll notice, I talked about Mr. Miyagi and Danielson.
You did.
When I was explaining the last movie, that was foreshadowing, baby, because we got Karate Kid Legends coming out now this week. Karate Kid Legends is a continuation from the series, and this one more fluidly is tied into the, you know, the 80s one that we all love near and dear.
Okay.
This one stars a kid from Beijing who has a tragedy occur, and they just flee to America and try to start up a new life. And this kid is he's a little bit of an outcast. He's having a hard time in school. And in pure Karate Kid fashion, when the bullies pick on him, they somehow can do like roundhouse kicks and all the coolest martial arts ever.
Yeah.
So this kid, you know, inherits the help of Jackie Chan to teach him how to do kung fu. And Jackie Chan just can't break through to him, so he's got to call back Daniel LaRusso, Ralph Macchio, to also help him train this kid. So we've got Danielson back, and we've also, you know, we got a big karate tournament coming up, and this kid's got to go in there and take the bullies down in a karate tournament.
Wow. Okay. So it is Jackie Chan. I thought I saw Jackie Chan somewhere, mm-hmm. and then I thought, well, he's kung fu. How does that work? But old Danielson.
That's right. So you're getting some Mr. Miyagi, you know, influence in this.
Yeah. Okay, so Karate Kid Legends. I know there was a TV series, Cobra Kai, I think, that followed on with a slightly different take on the initial series, but this is sort of harking back.
This ties into that series a bit, too, so it's more kind of, it's more canon than what that last movie was.
Yeah, right. Ah, yes, because there was a Will Smith Karate Kid. Was that right?
Yeah, or, well, his kid or whatever, I can't remember his kid's name, was in it, and that was when they introduced Jackie Chan, but I think that's, you know, the only hangover.
Okay, all right.
Leading into this movie.
interesting. Look, I remember when Karate Kid came out, it was an absolute phenomenon. I was young enough to be highly influenced by it, and everybody was running around trying to be a karate person. So, maybe this is going to have a bit of a big impact.
Even me,
as well.
Yeah. The amount of times I would, in my yard, my parents see me just doing the crane kick. Yeah. I still do it, you know.
Still do it. I can't get my leg high enough now. So, anyway. All right. So, Karate Kid Legends. Bit of a reboot in a way. When is this on? And what sort of rating is on it?
Yep, it's a PG for a bit of violence and coarse language, and you can catch it about four times a day.
Okay, Karate Kid Legends. You can find the trailer on the website, statecinemas.co.nz. So, two movies with a bit of adrenaline so far. The old Karate Kid, the F1 movie. Where do we go next?
Let's keep that adrenaline pumping when we have a Megan 2.0, which is a sequel to a film that came out a few years back called Megan. Or Mathregan, if you're looking at it on our website. what Megan was, the original film was about this toy maker who has to inherit her friend or her sister's daughter because they tragically passed away. So she's kind of thrusted into being a parent. And to make you know, the kid feel comfortable, she builds this like AI doll. And the AI doll becomes her friend, and it was a horror movie, so in true horror movie fashion, the doll goes rogue and just starts murdering everyone.
Uh-huh.
And that film, spoiler, ends with him sort of dismantling Megan and, you know, putting her out of commission.
Yeah.
So now we're in Megan 2.0, and a terrorist group has somehow unveiled that technology of making these really lifelike dolls and have now dialed it up to be this just insane, badass military weapon.
Wicked.
And that weapon is now going after the original maker and the original daughter behind the things. And the only way they can defend themselves is they got to pull Megan out of commission and have it fight the terrorist doll.
Okay,
this, I feel like that was an absolute fever dream, me explaining that. Yeah, so hopefully that makes sense.
No, that does, and it does make so much sense. This is so close to reality.
Yeah, I have to say, like, I appreciate like that the first movie was a horror movie, and now they're just sort of scaling it up in this fun, kind of silly direction, where it's now this big, grand action thing. You know, from a little simple horror movie to now this big scaling world fighting. I don't know, I like it when movies dial up the absurdity.
that's right. So are there elements of horror in this one, or is it purely a sort of an action?
I think the horror stuff they'll take on from the other one is probably just like the gnarly kills and stuff.
Yeah,
like
right.
I think they're not going to pull back any punches on how the dolls take out people.
Sure.
So I think there will be some spooky vibes in there.
Okay. All right. Were you a fan of the original?
I thought it was a lot of fun, actually. Like, I watched it just on a whim.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, this is silly. And I had a lot of fun with it. So I think this is dialing up the fun.
Okay.
It's surprisingly good.
cool. All right. Megan 2.0. So there'll be a few bloodthirsty moments, I'm assuming. What sort of rating is on it? And how often can we catch it down at State Cinemas?
Yeah, in spite of the bloodthirstiness, this one's actually an M for Mature for violence and offensive language, and you can catch it about 4 times a day.
Okay, and once again, trailers on the website, statecinemas.co.nz. This is At The Flicks. I'm Matt. I'm talking to Brett. He's down at State Cinemas. He is running us through, I think there's around about 6 new things, and we are halfway through them. It's been fairly focused on adrenaline so far. Where do we go next?
Yeah, so the next 3 movies I'll talk about are all kind of special screenings of sorts. The first one I'll start off with is Smurfs. And this one is, it was like supposed to come out later in July, but we're actually getting it on a kind of a funny date, June 30th, which is a Monday. So we're kind of getting it sort of early and sort of on an odd time, conveniently right when the school holiday starts, this movie's coming out.
Yeah.
And, you know, what is there to say about Smurfs? They're our favorite little blue friends, and they're coming back to the big screen. This time, old Razamel and Gargamel, you know, the big evil mean wizards, kidnap Papa Smurf, but this time they transition them into our world, the real world. And so our little Smurf buddies have to find their way to our side of the world and save old Papa Smurf.
Oh, no. However will they do it?
However will they do it. But I have to say, they do have a really fun voice cast in it. They got Rihanna,
a
Smurfette. Yeah, they got Nick Offerman, Dan Levy, Nick Kroll. They've got a lot of really funny voice talents in it. And they do if you watch the trailer, it's kind of stupidly my favorite thing, where besides the Smurf swearing, they replace the swear word with the word Smurf.
Yes.
And I don't know, it's always funny to me.
No, I remember it vividly from being a young person. And let's get the Smurf out of here sort of thing.
Yeah, that line is in the trailer, and one of them almost Smurfs their pants. It's so good, you know?
Okay. Look, I again, part of my childhood, I even had a Smurf cassette. Father Abraham and the Smurfs had songs that went sort of like beer, beer, smurfing beer, you don't get drunk, and it isn't deer.
Beautiful. I'm giving you the chef's kiss over here.
Okay, so the Smurfs back and entering our world, which will be a little bit crazy.
Yeah, it'll be crazy, fun, and perfect for the kids. And like I said, it perfectly lines up with the school holidays.
Oh, brilliant.
So if the kids are driving you crazy, just send them our way and have them watch the Smurfs.
Yeah, cool. All right, so I'm assuming it's got a fairly friendly rating and you'll be showing it plenty.
Yes, it has the family friendliest of ratings. It's a G rating and it is screening about 3 times a day.
All right, go check out the Smurfs down at State Cinemas. Bunch of fun for the kids over the school holidays. Who doesn't love a Smurf?
Smurf, yeah, brother.
Okay. Little blue people aside, where are we heading next?
We got another one that, again, officially doesn't start until next week, but we're getting advanced screenings of it over the weekend. It's a film called The Great Lillian Hall, which stars Jessica Lange, who's amazing in everything,
yep.
Kathy Bates, and Pierce Brosnan.
Wow.
A really rock star cast.
Yeah.
And Jessica Lange plays this kind of aging Broadway star, and she's still kind of the big news in the Broadway scene, and she's getting cast in a role that's supposed to be like the role of a lifetime, but unfortunately age is sort of catching up with her, so her mind is starting to slip and she's starting to just kind of get, you know, those elements of maybe dementia kicking in. So she's going into what could be her last performance and having a hard time remembering the line. So it's sort of, you're watching this aging star kind of dealing with, I guess, mortality and her relationship with theater. So it looks really, really beautiful. Looks like it's kind of got that Oscar caliber level of acting in it. And Jessica Lange is amazing in everything. Like if you've seen American Horror Story,
yep.
She's always the one you remember in every season because she's so good.
Yeah.
So I think this one's going to be a good little gem, and we're very stoked to be getting it ahead of schedule, which is very cool.
Okay, I imagine there could be some emotional content, so maybe take a tissue just in case.
Yeah, bring a tissue, and maybe have a wine. It seems like a good movie to have a wine and a cry.
Look, aging is something we're certainly... having to acknowledge in our lives as time passes, and this will be an interesting take. It is something I have wondered. I've watched a few things lately with quite older actors who have come back to do new roles, and I've wondered this one thing is how their memory holds up.
Yeah, especially like the theater side of things. There's like, a movie you can just keep reshooting until you get it right. But the theater side's so interesting to me, like memorizing like 3 hours of lines. Those people are insane. Dealing with that with a slipping line that'd be tough.
Yes. Okay. So The Great Lillian Hall. When does it start? How often is it screening? What rating is on it?
Yep, it's M for mature for a bit of offensive language. And again, we're having sneak peeks of it, so an advanced screening. You can catch it Friday at 1 p.m. or Saturday at 5:50 p.m. And then it'll be out for wide release next week from Thursday onwards.
All right. Beat your friends. Get in there. See it first.
That's right.
Okay. If you have just joined us, this is At The Flicks on Fresh FM. Brett has joined us. He's talking about what's happening down at State Cinemas. So far, we've talked Karate Kid Legends, F1 the movie. We've had Megan 2.0. We've had The Smurfs and The Great Lillian Hall. From my mathematical mind, I think I can extrapolate that we have one to go.
Yes, one to go. What we have next is another special screening. It's The Count of Monte Cristo, which we did just recently screen as a part of the French Film Festival. And this movie was such a knockout that it kept selling out all the sessions that the last screening we had of it. We had to run it on another screen at the same time because there's so many people wanting to go. And that also sold out. Yeah. So we're really excited to announce that we're getting it again for one more showing this upcoming Sunday at 3 p.m. So we're getting a chance to show it again. And I think we're earmarking this as a bit of an advanced release because it should be coming out for wide release in a couple weeks following it. We just haven't... Not the official date yet.
Sure. Okay, so obviously a big hitter out of the film festival, and well done for getting it back, and some sneak previews.
Yes.
So when are they, sorry?
It's just one screening at this point, this Sunday, June 29th at 3 p.m. And again, The Count of Monte Cristo is, I think, a famous story about a guy who'd spent like 14 years in prison for like a wrongfully accused, and he is the Count of Monte Cristo. So he comes back as that and now goes on a big revenge mission that lasts about 3 hours, and it's epic and huge and in French, but there is subtitles at the bottom.
Well done on this one. So I'm assuming too it's going to be in a reasonable theater based on the popularity of it so far.
Yep, it's in Cinema One, which is our biggest auditorium, and it holds about 150 seats in there. So it's definitely like a very epic, big movie. So we had to put it on the biggest screen we could.
Yeah, all right. The Count of Monte Cristo. If you missed out on it during the... Now, it was the French Film Festival, wasn't it?
Yes.
Your chance to check it out this Sunday. You can head to the website statecinemas.co.nz. You can buy tickets there. You can watch the trailer, etc. Okay. Yes, all right. And that's coming out for a major release in the future. Watch this space. Oof, yes. Brett, we've covered some ground today. Six new movies. Anything else you want to talk about before we wrap up this edition of At The Flicks?
I did also want to say, again, the Italian Film Festival sneaking up on us fast. It's July 18th, and I already have the tickets up for sale for that. All you need to do is go to statecinemas.co.nz, and you'll see a lovely button across the top of our page that says Italian FF, and you can learn all about the films there. And again, we expect this to be another big hitter, just like the French Film Festival, so you'll want to get your tickets sooner rather than later.
Yeah. Nelson seems to do well with film festivals. You guys bring a few through, but they are very well supported by the public too.
Yeah, we love it. It's always fun. I always look forward to this time of the year where we've got the French, the Italian festival, then the International Film Festival, then the British and Irish one right after that. Yeah. We're, you know, right in the middle of festival season, which is always really fun for us.
Awesome. It's so good to hear, Brett.
Yeah.
Okay, so once again, check out the website, statescinemas.co.nz. Italian FF is the button across the top. Find out more. Look at when sessions are on. Get yourself some tickets sorted. Brett and the team well onto it, well in advance, making it very, very easy for us to participate.
Yes, sir. We try to make it easy for you guys.
Hey, good on you, Brett. All right, man. Well, thank you so much for joining us for another At The Flicks. And yeah, we will catch you the same time next week.
Thank you, Matt. And I hope to smurf and see you all out here. So get your smurfs off the couch and come on down.
Thanks, Brett.
Awesome. Cheers.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.